Deepfake app causes fraud and privacy fears in China. An artificial intelligence app that allows users to insert their faces in place of film and TV characters has caused controversy in China. Zhao has sparked privacy fears and suggestions it could be used to defeat system using facial recognition. It appeared in China on 29th August and has proven widely popular, but it has led to developers Momo apologizing for its in-user agreement, which stripped users of the right to their images. And as the app went viral, Zhao's owner aired fears users were devouring its expensively purchased server capacity. Its popularity has also led to assurances from Alipay, part of the Chinese web giant Alibaba, saying that it's impossible for so-called deepfake videos created by the app to be used to cheat a smile-to-pay facial recognition system. What's Zhao and why is it so controversial? Zhao is a face swapping app that uses clips from films and TV shows, convincingly changing a character's face by using selfies from the user's phone. But some users had noted the app's terms and conditions gave the developers the global right to permanently use any images created on the app for free, Hong Kong South China Morning Post reported. Moreover, the developers had the right to transfer this authorization to any third party without further permission from the user. The paper said editing experts believed this broke Chinese law. Momo has subsequently deleted the controversial clause and issued an apology, saying its app will not store users' biometric information nor excessively collect other user information, Shanghai-based paper said. The popular social media platform WeChat quickly banned users from uploading Zhao videos via its platform, citing security risks. The app may also be a victim of its own success, with Zhao saying on its Zina Weibo social media account. It had used up a third of its monthly server capacity, budgeted at 7 million yuan on its first night. And the following day, the users complained of a slow service, it said. With a heavy heart, servers were at fully capacity. Could Zhao be used to defraud banks? Alipay, the world's largest mobile payment platform with over 870 million users, has assured its user video created in Zhao cannot be used to defraud its system. Many Alipay users take advantage of its smile-to-pay system, which allows payment verification by the user looking into a camera at a shop or a restaurant's point of sale. Alibaba, which owns Alipay, says it uses a sophisticated anti-spoofing algorithms to make sure that it isn't fooled by still photographs or deepfake videos. There's a lot of online face-changing software, but no matter how realistic, it is impossible to break through the facial payment system, the company said on its Weibo account. Even before the system attempts to match the face, it detects whether the presented image is still video or software simulation. This avoids fraud caused by face-changing technology, Alibaba said. Momo also moved to calm fear Zhao could be used for fraud, clarifying Alipay's point, only used adopted still photographs for its deepfake videos. The facial payment security threshold is extremely high, and face-changing technology realized by only one photo can't break through the security system, the developer said. It was completely impossible for deepfakes for this kind of threatened payment security, Momo told the paper. And last year, Academy Pen Halley told China Daily Alipay's facial recognition was theoretically more secure and convenient method than the conventional use of passwords. What's the reaction been? Concerns over the app reached state-run Chinese press. Global Times said it was another example of concerning AlPower apps which could be used maliciously. China was already considering tightening regulations governing AI face stitching technology, the paper said. The lawyer Zeng Xinyan told it the laws governing photo apps terms and conditions needed to be tightened. Zhao's initial terms violated user privacy, and once personal information is leaked and abused, it could lead to criminal incidents, he added. Meanwhile, law professor Zhao Wei told state news agency Xinhua, people are using a mobile client that involves information about personal identity, property, scan codes, and mobile payments, and they can't see exactly what information is obtained by the app, so it is very dangerous. A commentary in the Beijing used even as whether the app could become a threat to national security, with genuine concerns about national and personal security from Zhao and future deepfake services. It is necessary to regulate them as soon as possible with clear legal provisions, he added. A Zheng Zhao daily editorial said, changing face videos is fun, but the potential security risks cannot be ignored. And the paper said, the Zhao's popularity could be short-lived. A rival had made it easier for dark actors to take advantage to face changing technology.